So we'll call the meeting to order.
I'm going to just start this recording back up and then I'll let her in as soon as she shows.
We are missing today committee member Gordon, committee member Laval, and committee member Bartels. So the minutes do, I know Tracy had some, you've revised them? Okay, because I didn't get a chance to look at her revisions. And did we have to add also the previous minutes to that, or was it just
I took out the June 21st.
Okay.
Still working on
those. Okay. So I'd ask for an approval for the June 13th minutes. I know Tracy had made some corrections, and I saw the emails. I think we all maybe saw the emails. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And what I'd like to say is between now and the next meeting, if everybody could just take like one final look at the minutes and then get any changes or corrections to Liz. I mean, I've skimmed them all. I have not looked at them all real word for word, but I plan to between now and the next so we get all that wrapped up.
Mike, I think the minutes should be accurate or be corrected as they need to be, if they need to be. But I think it's fine in the document to just say that the minutes are available rather than...
However we want to do it. Yeah, there were some people that wanted them to be attached to the report. We also could, at the end, you'll see the, some of the very large documents. I just put a link. I wrote out the entire link, so somebody looking at a paper copy would still get type it in. It's not just a click on, and I would agree that the minutes are available, and will they continue to be available? So I would agree on that. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about is what do we want to attach as the appendices. I started a list. I'm sure there's others, maybe some of those we don't even want. So what I'd like to do first, and maybe actually we'll defer that until, because I'm sure Amanda's coming, I really want to get her vote. So, and Amanda, you said you had a couple of direct comments or general you wanted to make. So.
Three or four different things, but one is I'm not sure what this is, and I find it a little confusing.
It's just a placeholder as a cover page. I found a Word template and put it in there with the intention, and I apologize to not say that.
Okay.
We need to replace this with a picture. It was just, I found it to be a nice, like, block cover sheet.
Got it.
And eventually we need to put some picture in there.
I like that.
If someone has a picture that they think is...
It sort of represents
it does.
Some
yeah.
things are clear and some things are fuzzy.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but that's...
An aerial view
that's
of
a good
the,
way.
Of our
Let me... good morning, Tracy. So we're just starting... We voted to approve the minutes of the 13th. Liz made your changes. And we're just... briefly starting to discuss the report, and Manna just had a couple direct comments that she wanted to make.
And the other thing is sort of a just technical thing, and that is, and it's simply a matter of doing a search and replace, but every time we mention the agency or the legislature, I think it's just not the, but L or...
Okay.
Capitalized. Yeah.
You got it.
Just for those.
Yeah. Some of those were just a matter of writing, and spell check doesn't catch that. I will do that.
And my other question is, I did go through it in the middle of the night last night, and I made suggested changes, and I also made a few comments. And first of all, I want to say it's amazing work. You did
Thank you.
A yeoman's job.
Appreciate that.
Pulling it together and everyone else who contributed. But I'm not understanding how to get that to you. I could mark up a copy. I have
Well, the way you did the comments last time in Word with the comments, that worked great.
And
I left it in Word for that.
To send that to you and Liz?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can send it to Liz, and Liz can put it in the OneDrive so everybody else can see it.
Yeah.
But that way I can take your comments and incorporate them in.
I did the whole document. I'll go over it one more time, and then... And it was either you could see a suggested change if I crossed something out.
Yep.
Or it was a comment.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And to build off that... There are still some holes that I wanted to get something to you Monday, and then last night I got home at like 8 o'clock and I worked for a couple more hours. So this is different than the original, but I did email you the new one last night when I sent it to Liz. There are still some holes where there's text to be added that I just haven't gotten around to writing yet. My goal is to get all that done by the end of this weekend, get that email to everybody, and then when we meet on the 12th, then we can really, literally wordsmith the whole thing. And so it's still a work in progress, but I want you to get the gist of where my head was and where I think the board is. And there's a few things that certainly aren't fleshed out yet. They're just a title placeholder, and that's part of why I asked Liz to also do this report, which was the original that I did of the bullet points from our original meetings.
Yeah.
Many of these are addressed, but some of these are not yet addressed in the report, and I wanted a little feedback as to if we think they should be specifically addressed in the report or if they're covered more in the generalized discussion. Because some of these were very specific, like when we went through the SWIP, we got really specific about a few things, and I don't know how specific we want the report to be. So, sort of with that editorial, did you have other comments? Or
just on the SWIP, I'm hoping that that the agency will take ownership but convene a multi-sectoral group to go through it one more time and finalize it or finish what's not there. Because ultimately, since we have agreed to continue the agency for at least 5 years, maybe many more, that, and it's an addendum to the local solid waste plan, because unless this committee keeps meeting and wants to do this with, but somehow it's got to get done.
Oh, actually, Mark, I had a question for you. So I know the zero waste from the UCRA is currently meeting, so I don't know that we've actually really heard from this committee what that body is doing, and I'm not sure that I understand. Maybe somebody, other people do. But
yeah, so since it was really reinstituted this year with Donna Egan as chair, so far the conversations have been around, they have considered, Manus Common spoke at that committee and put that forward as an idea, and I think that's under consideration. Their focus so far, since I've been aboard, has been on organics diversion, and then they're going to be moving through various different zero waste initiatives. For instance, we're doing our mattress recycling program. We have a permit modification for that.
Great.
Other things. But I think, I'll leave it up to that committee and the board on whether we want to take the zero waste implementation plan from the county and finish it and run with it, or whether they want to just do their own zero waste work through that committee.
Would you be possible to just write up, or have someone from your staff write up literally a one paragrapher of what that committee is doing, so we can include that into this report?
Sure.
Because, unless you're attending the meetings and regularly following it, I don't know that it's on a lot of people's radar, and I think that's great work and should be acknowledged in this report as what's happening right now.
Can I make one comment just about one thing that I've noticed that you may want to look at?
Yeah.
So in here you say landfilling and combustion is reduced by 85% by 2050.
I think
I'm not.
Can you tell me where I say that? Because it may be.
It's the second. It's the first bullet point.
What page?
Page four.
That's with zero waste.
Oh, well, that's straight from the New York State Solid Waste Management Plan.
And it's worded exactly like that? Because
this chart is taken word for, I copied and pasted. I had to reformat it to work for us, but it's their chart.
I'd like to hear what you were going to say.
The way that I interpret the Solid Waste Management Plan is that essentially only 15% of materials will be landfilled or combusted. This makes it seem like there's some kind of baseline that's being reduced by 85% now. There's already recycling happening. There's already other diversion. So I guess that speaks to the plan. I didn't see this graphic in there.
Yeah, it's straight out of their plan. So, I mean, I'm happy to, if we think it doesn't say it, I'm happy to take it out. But I think as a whole, it shares what their plan is. And it's definitely, that's why I quoted the source of it.
You just source the page number so people can find that when they go look at the plan?
Yep. Absolutely.
Page four.
And I wanted to go ahead. I just want to add that there are a few places where it needs to be emphasized what's Ulster County versus the state. And this is an example, but it's clear on the top that this is out of the New York State plan. But as I was reading through, I found places where it needed to be clear that we were talking about the agency or the local solid waste plan versus the state. There were a few places.
Okay.
And I'll make sure that I include that in my comments.
I mean, what I did is, and I hopefully acknowledged the appropriate places, I pulled some of the charts and things direct out of the state plan. I pulled some of the, quite a bit of the text out of the county's latest plan and included that to give more in the beginning, to give the background, because not every legislator is going to be as informed as we are and as, and the average reader too, anybody who to. Mark?
So I have a couple comments. Many of them can just be sort of put into the Word document and then shared. But on intergovernmental relations, I'm on page 30.
Yep.
We kind of dive right into the size of the upper board. And I really feel like this section...
it's not finished.
I know it's not. I feel like this section needs to be divided into... things that we need or want to say to the state level of government.
Okay.
This is one of those things because the size of the upper board is going to have to be changed in state legislation. But we had some other comments in the minutes, and I'm not recalling what they were, where we were like, oh, we need to make a comment to the state. And one of them may very well be, hey, that chart on page 4 of the Solid Waste Management Plan doesn't accurately represent our understanding. And by the way, you guys have not looked at the capacity for the entire state. Like, we have a bunch of stuff to say to the state level, so I'd like intergovernmental relations to reflect that. And then we also have things we want to say to the county legislature, like, you guys need to adopt the ZWIP, and a couple of other things in a formal way.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to say that, and I'm happy to take on assisting in some way on that. I also want to just go to page 23 for a moment.
And the page numbers need to be fixed. It's because I inserted documents and
that's fine.
I didn't take the time last night to fix
page numbers.
Page 23,
we're talking about the Reuse Innovation Center. This is not my understanding what our discussion was, that we would have one centralized hub and we were all in agreement. I do not understand that.
This was what Jim Gordon wrote, and I didn't really edit it, so...
I don't think there's opposition to a centralized approach in part, but I think there was very strong discussion at the table about the fact that we have these transfer stations that not every county has that could be used in a way to do some reuse on site of some type. So I really think like this was a hub and spoke discussion,
mm-hmm.
And I just recall like us talking about how in a county the size of Rhode Island, it may not, you know, this one central giant facility may not be the answer.
Yep.
So I just wanted to call it.
I agree with that.
And we're going to be working on that in the Recycling Oversight Committee. We've moved our meetings back to once a month. But I the feedback we got, and we had almost a full committee. I think only one person was not there yet, that it'll be a rewrite. I mean, it's just something about, you know, if we want to use that existing study as maybe an addendum, if somewhere along the way we want to go into economic development and supporting other businesses, which is, this is more private corporation heavy, you know, and go into the true recycling innovation center where it was waste diversion and you know, moving the materials as a commodity and into secondhand stores and
yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah, and there's, because it was sort of written piecemeal by different people, and I more or less just inserted. I mean, there were a couple parts of what Jim had written that were covered in other places, but I agree. I had the same thoughts on that.
And can I?
Yeah. Please.
And I thought I remembered actually reading it in here, but there was also the suggestion that for some materials that are not regulated recyclables, but that there be periodic collection.
I did include
that
somewhere.
So, you know, it all relates, but maybe some of that needs to be moved in, certainly hub and spoke, but maybe also a mention of the curbside collection. And then if it's brought up again, we can say, as previously, if it needs to be somewhere else.
Yeah, let me find, because I just wrote that last night, that section, and I'm just trying to find where
Tracy
I...
Tracy put her hand up too, Mike.
Yep. Oh, I'll find it. Yes, Tracy.
Thank you. So, one, I just want to start by thanking you, Mike, for all of the hard work. It's amazing, and I think it's now, also I'm every member of the committee, myself included, to kind of go through and give all the specifics, and I'm committed to doing that before our next meeting. The one, you know, the overarching comment that I have that gives me the most sort of pause and concern has to do with when we get to the findings and conclusions section, and then just...
Yeah, and I want to go through those one by one today as a board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so if I could just say two things. The announcement of the vote, it's fine, it's accurate, but to me it doesn't, I'm trying to put my former legislative hat on, and it doesn't read exactly like a recommendation. And that's my concern, that's where I talk about...
Okay.
About where we reach consensus. A recording of votes, you know, yes, it tells the legislature five people voted for it and two voted against it, or, you know, five people voted for it and one abstained and one, but it doesn't say this is what we think we should do. And
okay.
I'm not sure, it's almost about the presentation of it, the phrasing, versus saying, we recommend this,
mm-hmm.
and there was abstention. And I'm going to think about how to change, you know, how to adjust the presentation.
Yeah, and I welcome that, because I was trying to respond to last meeting's comments about if it wasn't a universal, that we should recognize the dissenting opinion.
Yeah, I'm most concerned that we phrase things in a way...
Cut into the audio.
Where we're making a recommendation that it reads like this is what we're recommending
okay.
to do. And then that would follow on the image aversion. I think there may be, and right now I don't have an answer, instead of listing as implementation tasks and goals, kind of goes back to the bullets that you circulated, there
mm-hmm.
may be a way, where rather than listing implementation tasks and goals, we list the recommendations. I remember when Marge really talked about the different, I always use this term, I can't stand, but buckets, like the difference, whether it goes with, you know, recommendations to the state or to the legislature, et cetera, where we do a list of these are action items that we're mm-hmm. recommending the legislature take.
Okay.
Of A, B, C. And I will also do the work to come up with some suggestions for that, but that's where I feel like we have the meat of the the force of all the work we've done is going to be in being specific with our recommendations, which need to be action items and need to be clear that that's what
okay. Yeah, and then just a general ask, if people could get those back to me by, say, the 4th, that would give me that weekend to sort of put it all into a document that I can bring rather than us all coming on the 12th and bringing our individual ideas, because then I think we're pushing ourselves into one more meeting. So if now that we're taking this sort of holiday week off, if we could set our own sort of personal deadline of all these comments, and then that way I can get everything in and get it back to you by the Monday after the 4th, and that gives everybody a week to really look at everything before the 12th. I think if that works for everybody, that's what I would ask. So, did you have other comments, Tracy?
No, that was my own.
Okay, thank you very much. March.
I think that there are topics we talked about, like increasing the size of the board, that there is strong consensus at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And we may want to, we have to think about this, change the order of the findings and recommendations so that we are really coming out of the gate with those things that there is 100% consensus at the
I
table.
Agree.
Like, we're like, if we're going to have an agency, the board needs to be bigger, and this is how it should be appointed.
I broke them up by the 4 topics, and I had that same exact thought that maybe they shouldn't be broken up by topic. All the the findings, I wanted to emphasize the difference, and hopefully it transmitted that the ones we actually took an actual vote of the board versus these are our generalized findings and goals that the legislature, the ones we take a vote on, I'm trying to say this is a you should do this.
So yeah. I also wanted to comment that I do still feel like we need an economics section, and I'm not sure it's just the contract. I think, you know, I really appreciate the comments that
it's in here, isn't it? Or
Tracy,
is it not?
It doesn't have a lot of text in it. I think it just has that contract section. Is that right? Economics and the flow. It has a contracting and fees chart. It's on page.
It has the section actually of the stuff, the information that you wrote.
Yeah. But I was going to say, I think that we need to add. There was a discussion that we had at the table about the market value of certain diverted
mm-hmm.
items or regulated recyclables and how much uncertainty there is. And I would really like to take that section of the minutes, which was really a discussion led by Tracy, and turn that into some paragraphs in this report, because
okay.
it really speaks to kind of how we are in a guessing game right now at this table about what the future of reality
mm-hmm.
is going to be
mm-hmm.
in 5 or 10 years, and I think that needs to be part of the economic discussion. I think the economics section should speak to the market uncertainties,
yeah.
and this contract, I'm not even sure the contract discussion should be in this section. I don't know. I have some.
Well, and that's
that.
The struggle I had is there's a lot of combining, you know, in diversion, there's
mm-hmm.
topics that meet diversion, but they also meet economics, and there's some that also meet, you know, the intergovernmental. And disposal, you know, there's all kinds of overlapping. So I think sectioning it off is important because we tackled it that way, but I really struggled with how to combine those things and where to put them.
Right, and pieces of it, of the contract discussion, are in the findings and recommendations, which I appreciate.
Yeah. I wanted the findings to be sort of the you know, these are the findings, and then the rest of the sections to be the
support
for the findings. I didn't want to get too deep in the weeds in the findings. Amanda, you had some thoughts?
I think there's also an opportunity there to kind of echo how it's framed in the state solid waste management plan. So they start up front by talking about circular economy. You know, and they have a lot of huge implementation. They have a lot of tables that have items that kind of speak to that, but it's actually pulled up front separately. And then they have a focus area that's recycling and recycling market development and resilience. And I think that, you know, we should be both pointing out what the state needs to do and then kind of echoing what, you know, highlighting what we need to be doing locally to both advocate for the state to do what they need to do and then also highlight it, implement locally to the best of our ability.
Mike, if I may?
Yeah.
I wanted to mention when it comes to markets that originally the agency marketed its own materials directive to recycling processing facilities. And I believe now the agency relies more on brokers, which does make sense because the brokers, you know, have their finger on the pulse of the market and who needs what where. But I also think that to whatever degree it could even be a hybrid, we were directly informed by the market in terms of conditions and, you know, anything that they needed to make it a usable feedstock. So I don't know if you want to include that in your report, but that might be a recommendation to at least have that expertise in-house. And I'm thinking, I believe there's a new hire. That might be a real good fit. So just a thought.
Yeah.
I think that's within the purview of Tim's work. I think if we're talking about organizational performance management, I would say markets are part of that for the recycling portion of the agency.
What I would like to do is... Oh, that's okay. What I would like to do is go through the findings and conclusions, not necessarily the vote ones immediately, but the other ones, the goal, implementation task and goals, because these were all completely my creation based out of our conversation. I want to make sure that people are comfortable with the wording of them. If they think there's anything we left out, I want to add them. If you think there's something there that shouldn't be there. So,
can you give a page number?
Sure. It's the one that says page. They start on page 17, or at least that's what the page is marked. They're not in order. I freely admit that. It's because of the section thing. I've got to sort through.
So it's under diversion.
Yes. So, to March's point, I separated the goals, the tasks and goals by topic. If we think they should be joined together, I'm okay with that and reordering them to put the priorities top. I like that, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want things to get lost in a lengthy thing either. So, does anybody have any problem if we get rid of the titles and merge them all as one, and I'll sort of prioritize them?
I like it better divided out, even if it's not strictly within each.
Okay.
I think, yeah, it's so many that I just think we'll...
That's my concern, too.
Segregate.
You know, maybe, how about this? Why don't I try to do the priority ones and just put them in a heading of general... That may not be the right word, but... along that lines that it doesn't fit one topic.
Could you do like high priority and then...
Yeah, I like that.
And then divert, like,
yes.
With
I like
that,
that
keep the grouping.
I like that.
And then
And is it high priority or is it high likelihood of getting done? I mean,
high priority, I think, is important because the how it gets done is sort of in the legislature's hands. But if we say this is a high priority, I like that. And if it's okay, I'm going to, you know, the diversion, I've tried to keep the same order as the rest of the document, but I don't know that that's as important in this section.
I'd like to help you make it into a table, especially just for digestibility. And I think having the topic heading, like diversion, and then you could even say cross-cutting to emphasize ones that are sand buckets.
Do you think a table is? My personal reading style, I do better with text than tables.
Well, we can have both, but what I find about the way this document is organized right now is I have a lot of hard time figuring out where I am in the document.
Okay.
And part of that is spacing, which you need for editing and writing.
Right.
But as we move to a final draft, I'd like to see things shrink in size and spacing so that I can see, like, what heading am I under?
And that's where we will have the contents page with page
and
numbers.
And we can take the findings and recommendations, including these implementation tasks, and create an executive summary that is like, here is what we're telling you to go do. Now, you can go read about it in the document. You'll see a further explanation, and you'll see a whole lot of support. But here's the three pages of, like, this is the priority.
Should the findings become the executive summary? I left a placeholder for an executive summary, but if the findings become the executive summary, then we just remove that section.
Or a snapshot of the report. An executive summary is usually would include sort of everything in the report. So it's just sort of like a summary table of our findings and recommendations.
Should we move the findings first forefront? Rather than the history and all that, you kind of get lost reading through all that.
I do think it should be a summary of the report. It's going to be a lot of legislators that are just going to read the executive summary.
Unfortunately, it's sad,
but it should hit on the key points. It should certainly say, you know, diversion, disposal.
Yeah.
If it's just a paragraph on each, and then the priority recommendations or whatever.
Okay. So can we, just in the spirit of that, can we go through these tasks and goals? I mean, if we make them a table, that works too. But I just want to go through the and see if there's any that I totally got wrong or anything like that. So I think the first one, maximum diversion, to reach the DEC goal of 85%. Should I add in by 2050 to that?
Yeah.
Because at the time when I wrote that, I didn't have that.
Mike,
number.
One more time, what page are you on?
Seven. The one diversion, seven. It's page 17.
Right here. I don't know that I would say New York City. I mean, I guess it is a DEC report, but it's bigger than that in some way. Well, no, it's always been.
It's the DEC Solid. That's the title of it. The DEC Solid Waste Management Plan.
The county executive.
Executive order
order number one, which talks about 100% organic waste diversion by 2030, in the same sentence.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, put it first because, I trust our own goals more than I trust the state's goals.
Right.
Well, the state's goals are for solid waste authorities anyway. They don't have
to say. So if you look down, if you go down to the third one, that's where I did the organic and food waste composting. We could reword that because the executives is about organics, right?
I'm sorry, I'm still not. I'm under findings and conclusions.
Yeah,
page
17.
Page
17.
Right here.
Diversion of organic waste is going to be more than composting.
Okay.
So I think I would include it in the diversion. I mean, you can include it twice, but I would include it in the diversion section as well.
Okay.
Of putting it in as a goal, put it in as a header?
No, I think it should be. Well, I think it should be a goal.
Okay.
So just tell me the stat one more time, Mark. I want to get it right. 100% of organics
by 2030.
By 2030?
Yes.
And what was the executive order?
Number one.
Thank you. Of what year?
23.
Yeah. If the state says 85%, is that right?
Well, one is organics and one is all waste.
And I think you start with all waste, and the subtopic of that is organics, even though it is our county executive order.
Well, I'll make them separate points, and I'll do them as one and two, and we can decide which one goes one and which one goes two. But I'll make them as separate points. We talked a lot about the enforcement. This is a short sentence, but we go into it in greater detail in the report itself. I didn't want to make the goals and tasks. I wanted them to be short on purpose because I wanted it, you know, to really say this is what you need to do. Because if you get caught in explaining them all in this section, it gets lost in the muddiness. And that's, you know, there I guess I would agree, Amanda, maybe a table is better. For that.
Well, I think you could have a table up front that lists out the priorities and then the text to follow.
Yeah, that's what the state does in their report. Yeah. So, so the second one everybody's okay with, the compliance of recycling?
Yes.
Okay. The promote organics and food waste composting. I
feel like that really is going to executive order number one. I think it maybe can even go away for stating it as the
it
way
should
we talk
be
about
with them.
Well, why don't I combine it with the executive order one and just, you know, reference and then combine that in. Yeah.
Yep.
Reuse Innovation Center, and I put in parentheses centers that maximize opportunities to reuse waste materials.
Can I make a suggestion here?
Yep.
And really this goes to Manna because she's worked on this a lot. Could we say, would you be comfortable saying create a Reuse Innovation Center program?
Absolutely.
Because then it gives us the flexibility of whether it's a central, whether it's a hub and spoke, whether it's...
But there's high consensus on hub and spoke.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're going to vote on that later
yeah.
today. So.
Because then we don't have to hedge on the S.
Yeah.
I don't...
Initiative
program.
Would be fine. Programs
or
system.
Tracy.
Yeah. So again, my concern here is that, you know, I'm just not sure how this is going to be read by legislative members, and I also further want to say that, for example, with enforced compliance of recycling, you know, that's a okay. So implementation again, I'm going to try to think of different language, but the task is enforced compliance of recycling. You know, we're saying a goal, but really the goal, like this, instead of a goal, it's what our recommendation is. And our recommendation is to the agency, to enforce compliance of recycling. Like, I think we need to be clear who our recommendation is to in each of these. But I also want to be clear that, like, goal just feels vague.
How about this then, Tracy? For the implementation task, the agency... should enforce compliance of recycling.
Aren't we listing here what, unless this isn't what we're trying to do, aren't we listing here what our recommendations are? Like, our recommendation is to enforce compliance of recycling.
Correct.
Our recommendation is to create a reuse and innovation.
Correct.
It doesn't read like that because it's reading as a task and a goal. And again, you have 23 legislators.
Yeah, well, we can change the title of, you know, the task and goal. I was trying to say this is our recommendation. So,
but I think we should say this is our recommendation. That's right. I think we should be saying, you know, recommendation.
So instead of implementation task, maybe we just say recommendation. I used the header of the whole section as findings and recommendations.
Yeah.
But I don't disagree with you.
Be super redundant. Like, I think we can be super redundant, but I do think we need to be clear and firm.
Okay.
Because there's a different weight if someone's reading that our recommendation is to enforce recycling, well, existing recycling laws, versus a goal is to, is to...
Understood. Recycling. How about this suggestion, that instead of it being too... points for each one, you know, there's a task and a goal, it just be changed to recommendation, and I combine the two statements into one statement, recommendation. Do this.
I like that better, and I think just as firm and as forceful as we can be on each thing. And again, I know that Laura and Nana, they're not eye rollers, but if they were, they might roll their eyes at me saying this a thousand times. It's like I have just real strong reservations to anything that reads as a suggestion.
Okay.
So like, good. Like, I think we've been tasked with making recommendations, and I think where we can be firm with what we are recommending. And then I also do think we may want to, I mean, Mark's at the table. It's clear that enforcing the recycling laws is a recommendation for the agency. But again, we are around this table all bring a knowledge and an experience that not every legislator that's reading the report is going to have. So I think it's important that something like that, enforced recycling laws, that we state clearly that that is a recommendation to the agency.
Yep. So I think the
get it, but the members of the legislature might not. Certain members might not.
So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, wherever we can be over. And again, I can't state enough, Mike, that the work you've done is amazing. Like I say, all of this, you've given us more than bones. You've given us like work to actually.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I think we're now probably at the point where I just want to make sure we're being as firm and direct as possible.
No, and I'm. Believe me, that's the whole purpose of this is for discussion. I borrowed ideas from other places, and I'm not sold on this exact idea myself. I appreciate, but what I was going to say is when we make a recommendation, we just start out by saying the agency should, or the legislature should, or the agency and the legislature, or whatever order we put them in.
And let's try to avoid the word should. Let's find a different.
Okay.
Will.
Recommend that they do.
It is recommended that the legislature.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna get redundant, but if we say it over and over again, it kind of yeah.
And
point taken. Yes.
And in the plans that I've written that have been the best guides for implementation, we've had a pretty explicit kind of way of saying who's leading and who's supporting and. Initiative, and I've been going back and forth on my mind how much of that is relevant here, but I do think that like enforcement might be a good example that you already have existing legislation and a framework. It's just a matter of appropriately staffing
right.
Doing it versus the Resource Innovation Center, which is a topic which is going to be part of the discussion of the contract. So of all these implementations, not recommendations or whatever we're telling people to do, being clear which ones are priority to be that need to be part of a contract negotiation. Again, flagging it so that people can like pull those out and we can make sure that those are addressed.
Yeah, I think, and you know, with the enforcement. We all agree that that's the agency, but perhaps the legislature could adopt new or amended legislation that would increase their powers even more. So while I agree it's primarily about enforcement of existing laws, you know, there could be additional laws
right,
written.
But what I'm trying to parse out is that it's not a contract.
No, I understood. Right. Understood. I was just reacting to Tracy's comment more.
I would like to take the findings and conclusions sections where we have, you know, the numbers 1 through 10 that we haven't really kind of worked through, as well as the sections on diversion, the implementation task and goal, and really I'd like to see them be consistent in their format as a recommendation stated the way Tracy was saying. But I also, I like for now, rather than prioritizing, I like having them broken into the different categories because as I look at the 1 through 10, a lot of those are the intergovernmental relations.
Yep.
Recommendations.
Yeah.
And I think it's easier to prioritize once we're solidified on the language and the recommendation itself. And there are some that I see, like going to page 17, the two implementation tasks on the bottom, expand accepted materials and improve infrastructure capabilities. They might be merged into one recommendation.
Yeah. Well, can we sort of finish, because I feel like we're jumping all over the place, and I'm just trying to get to find out if, because these are totally my creation. The other ones we've discussed or we're about to discuss. I just wanted to get a feel if there's anything here that, like your suggestion program, that's a great suggestion. You know, whatever order they end up in, wherever they end up in the document, I just kind of would like to go through them one by one and say, you know, yes, this is good, yes, or take this one out. And so so we did the reuse center. So the C&D debris reduction, that's kind of for both. That's kind of for the legislature and the agency. I think we heard it's a high priority. I was somewhat shocked to find out the percentage. But statewide, if you look at the statewide report, there's a large amount of C&D that actually is being recycled. They're in the 40% range statewide, which means it's happening other places. So at least that's what it means to me. So I think if we looked at that model, there's ways to do it. So is everybody okay with that one and the wording of it? Okay.
Yep.
So again, I don't like the word consider, you know, and I think that is something we may be recommending when it says consider, you know, so we don't want to be redundant. And one thing I just that's jumping out at me is the list of working points. I don't know if this is what I said, but the working bullet points that you sent separately.
Yep.
It's also like we have to cross-reference that working bullet points list from this.
Well, yeah, true. That working bullet point is the...
That's actually, if you go through that working bullet point list, there's a lot in there that are things we discuss in terms of recommendations, advocating for the state, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I do think at some point that has to be cross-referenced. But in terms of this one, the C&D...
Yeah.
I object to the last sentence, and I also feel like we're going to have to, I would leave it as a placeholder, but I think we're going to have to cross-reference it to what we're actually saying about whether or not we're recommending short separation of C&D, which incidentally I've said before, you can't come anywhere close to the 100% or the 85%. Like, it is actually completely impossible. We're all living in a fantasy if you don't have source separation of C&D. You can't get to 85, you can't get to 100. So
an idea based off of that, maybe, and actually I wanted to go through these bullet points to see what of these, some of them have been somewhat pulled into the report, some have not. I wanted to go through and see what we thought really should be singled out in the report. Maybe before we do these findings, we look at that list. Would that make more sense? And then figure out what needs to, you know, recommendations based off of these that we talked about. Some of them were very specific, and I was kind of being cognizant of what we talked about, and I think March was the one who said it, is, you know, we want to discuss it, but we don't want to make the report too overly specific, because then it becomes a 100-page document.
I don't want to just spend our time going through this working list, because I think that's going to eat up the rest of our meeting. We're not going to get through the report.
Well, we do need to know what of this needs to go in.
We'll list the C&D bullets in there right now.
Working list on our own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to call the recommendations from the working
list. Okay.
Yeah. And there's C&D here, number 3.
Yep.
And
There's another C&D, create legislation for C&D recycling.
Yep, number four on page three of the document.
Yep, yep.
And B on the last page in the contract, which I do not believe we've discussed whether it should be in the contract.
We haven't. And that's sort of why I pulled, things were things that I pulled out of those original minutes. I have removed some things that I know are done in the report, but there's other, and I have it cross-referenced the two.
Yeah.
But I was just sort of reacting to the cross-referencing thing. So,
yeah.
Okay, so we'll continue as we were doing. Yeah, Mena.
I just want to follow up on C&D. There are a lot of specific legislative recommendations like we should cancel, but that is one that I'm pretty clear that I would like to introduce, and that is, and I have it in my comments, but I can't see them, and the highlighted things are in yellow, and I printed it on yellow paper, but that if county or possibly public funding goes to a demolition project, that they would have to prepare a deconstruction plan and only use demolition if there was a really solid reason. We would have to figure out over time who decides whether it's a good reason. But that's a good place to start and have get some experience, but we also have to have places to take it. So I just want to. I know I had it marked, but I can't see it. So
I just want to make a comment on the when we say source separation of C&D. So there are landfills that are C&D permitted landfills. There are landfills that are MSW permitted landfills. There are transfer stations that are C&D permitted transfer stations and MSW. Mm-hmm. We have dual permits for both of our transfer stations, which means we receive both. But it's not as much of an issue of source separation as we receive both, they come into the tipping floor and get combined. But for the most part, the haulers that are hauling C&D are hauling C&D, and the haulers, and they may do both, but you're not typically seeing C&D in the same truck as MSW. So I would just be, like, I don't know if it's talking about source separation as much as, like, this is something that the agency is considering doing a diversion building on, which is where we would put the majority of our C&D. I mean, we can't call it a C&D building because of the way our permit is, but it would be C&D and bulky items would go to the diversion building and be dealt with as much as we can to divert out of the landfill, and then most MSW loads would go to the regular tipping floor. I'm just... It's maybe the wording in the recommendation.
Well, yeah, but because, you know, because you said it right there, they come and they're combined. If we could eliminate the combining of it, you already said yourself that many of them are coming already separated, although they're coming separated in that if there's a demolition site, you're getting all the demolition materials together as one. It's not separating drywall from wood from concrete. It's one thing. And it's just their recommendations of where we want to try to get to, you know, in a perfect world. You know, if we get halfway there, it's still a success story. But I think in order to, and I know from the local transfer stations, they're allowed to combine it into one. And as a matter of fact, we were told to because of the hauling laws. Because we used to, in Rochester, if somebody came with C&D, we had one dumpster where we put all our C&D, but because of the hauling laws, the haulers aren't, your workers aren't able to drive those trucks.
We're not supposed to take commercial
loads. Without the permits. I understand all that. Yeah.
It wasn't commercial, it was just C&D.
Well, it's just, yeah. But anyway, the transfer stations are having to merge them where they could potentially separate them. So that's where I'm just saying there needs to be a thought of a eventual separation of these for recycling purposes, whereas right now the C&D is going to Seneca Meadows. Right. So
Tracy has a question.
Yeah.
Comment.
Thanks. A couple comments. So Mike speaks to sort of the history of what happened at transfer stations, which I know is a small portion of waste, but, and I'm sure you experienced this, Mike, when we were separating out of the transfer stations, I know even in Gardner, so regularly that C&D trailer was being filled up, not with commercial C&D, with people doing home projects, bringing it in themselves, and you know, for whatever reason, which strikes me as bogus, because it wasn't commercial waste, it was home waste, it was decided that it all had to go in one. So right now, from the transfer stations, all C&D is coming in as MSW. Technically, because we don't regulate the separation of C&D, C&D is MSW in Ulster County, right? Because we don't have, this is what we're talking about. And, you know, I raise the question whether or not we're capturing all C&D. If I rent a dumpster from any number of unnamed dumpster rental places that operate out of Orange County, just over the line, you know, 2 miles from my house. I don't know, Mark, do you know if I rent from one of those companies, do they bring the trailer to your tipping floor, or do they take it to their facility? Do they take it back to where it originates, which is technically breaking the law if they do that?
No, because C&D is not part of flow control, so they can take it wherever. So there's a number in here which is 80,000 tons of C&D is disposed of in Ulster County, which I think is right because I think it comes from one of our reports. We get about 40,000 tons, so we get half or just maybe less than half, slightly less than half. It might be slightly less than 40,000 tons, but we get a lot of dump, you know, trailers, but haulers like Lamella, right? They do C&D, they rent roll off trucks, and they're taking it to their C&D facility, which is legal right now because it's not part of flow control.
Okay.
And they may be doing, I mean, honestly, if they're bringing it in and doing any sort of recycling on it, other than our 1% diversion on the floor of clean wood and metal, right, then they may be doing a better job than we are. You know, whether we want to mandate C&D, who knows.
But I think this
mandate C&D, our suggestion to mandate C&D would come with a roll-in phase and the expectation that capacity for processing would be built in Ulster County, obviously, or that we would be contracting it wouldn't come. I think it'd be crazy to mandate C&D tomorrow without any capacity to actually do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. But I think this is, you know, yet another example of, we're seven people here, eight people counting Mark, who are very knowledgeable about all this. But we were a 6-month committee. If we get into the how to do everything, I mean, we can certainly all continue to advocate to the legislature as they're digesting this and taking implementation steps. I mean, I certainly plan on still continuing to show up and say, hey, we made this recommendation to you. What are you doing about it? But I think if we try to solve the details of every bullet point, we're going to be here another 5 months.
Mm-hmm. And we are discussing source separation of construction and demolition debris at the Recycling Oversight Committee. So is this committee is recommending that it's implemented, it's going through a process now already. So, but I don't think we really need to get into the details And that has come up, Tracy. It's like, you know, if we're going to do something, it'll certainly have to be phased in, because right now we don't have the capacity to bring in a material that's pretty darn close to what composting was, and it's about 30% to 40% of the waste stream.
Okay, so just in the interest of time here, so moving on then to expanding accepted materials, that's where...
I'd like to combine that with the implementation, the, you know, the next one.
Okay. I mean, I still sort of, I feel like they're two separate things, March, because the infrastructure, even if we did nothing except infrastructure, infrastructure would increase the regulated recyclables. The expand accepted materials, the things like mattresses, paint.
Okay.
That's my feeling, is one can happen without the other. I think if you combine them, it makes it sound like they join automatically.
Well, then infrastructure needs more meat on the bones.
Absolutely.
Say all that.
Absolutely.
Okay. You've convinced me.
You're looking at what type of a specific infrastructure?
Yeah, I think we need to give a little more
okay.
detail on why,
yeah.
why
yeah.
we're saying.
I mean, I was trying to highlight that we, you know, we basically said where we started with, in a perfect world, to Mark, in a perfect world, you know, if you could buy the best MRF possible,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I said the regardless of cost point, but we can expand that as to what we're talking about.
And Mark, you, I'm sorry, through the chair, you mentioned a diversion center.
You
is that something you have now?
No,
or could that be part of the RIC? Because it could be part of the RIC. That's originally was the thought, is it's a diversion center. It not necessarily as it was written to be a business.
Yeah, so what I would say is it's probably not part of the RIC, but it would be a... it may create feedstock to go to the RIC, right? Like,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
the RIC is a whole
yeah.
different thing,
okay.
but if we're taking bulky items and they are reusable, some of the stuff that goes to the diversion building, sorry, not center, but it's going to essentially be a building and again, not fully worked out through the board, and it's going to be part of a potential capital improvement plan. But it would be on site, another building similar to the tipping floor, and the idea would just be to direct, all right, so we have somebody that's right past the scales. This is a load that's full of MSW. It's going to the regular tipping floor. This is a load that is full of C&D and bulky items. It's going to the diversion building where we have staff sorting through it.
Mm-hmm.
Can part of it is, you know, they try to divert things off the tipping floor. Now the space, and it's so busy
yeah, no.
that
yeah.
that it's
yeah.
difficult to do that. So if we have another building, then that allows us to do a little bit more of the diversion. Some of it will go back to the tipping floor, right? Some of it it will end up not being reusable or divertible, but we will divert what we can. And then some of it would go to maybe a RIC, right?
You going for the CFA funding on this, because it's part of the climate that would be.
We're
going to
look at a
reduction.
Bunch of different
yeah.
main opportunities. For
yeah,
this.
That would be a perfect one for them.
Okay.
So the next one, improve public outreach and education. You know, they're doing a good job, in my opinion, so far. But it's the usual. You're preaching to the choir. The people who are looking for answers are getting them, but we somehow have to figure out how to get to a broader, you know, there's an awful lot of people who still think recycling is fake and isn't necessary and are happy to just throw everything into the garbage.
Yeah.
And
so, I mean, I just feel like this is one of those recommendations that's kind of weak, because the word improve doesn't really say exactly
yep.
what we want, and are we really thinking that, you know, I mean, I just think if Angelina had more resources, she could do more work, and we're not really saying that, which is like direct more resources
mm-hmm.
at this outreach and education program, expand the footprint, the institutions, the staffing, and the budget, you know? So I just, you know, there's only so much that can be done with what's there now.
Right, but these are recommendations as to what needs to change, so...
So, I mean, I think we should put more detail of what you really, what we really want in there. Yes.
Well, and things like that, if you can put those in your comments, then I can build off that, because I try to keep these general. Let me get Mana again. Thank you.
Yeah, it it also just says residents, and I think the education has to be more than that.
Yeah.
And I will periodically chime in back when we were there, but there were
plastic.
Monthly meetings with the town, with the... whoever the town designated. Some had recycling coordinators, transfer station operators, or somehow, and they were well attended, a little snack, and but there was a lot of learning, so that the education wasn't the full responsibility of the agency, but we used the whoever the town liaison was to get that information out. So that might be part of this recommendation.
Okay. And not every town has a liaison, and that's a point of it too. That the you know the legislature and the agency should have a
that
liaison for that.
That should be specified in the contracts that the agency has with the town.
Yeah. Yeah, Amanda.
To go back to the being very specific too, in looking at biennial reports. And then, you know, looking through the state solid waste management plan, what I see what they're doing in the state plan is, you know, they have this bold aspiration of, you know, how many pounds per week per person in the state we're going to produce. It's down from, take it from four to, like, less, I think, or pounds per day.
4.1 pounds per day.
So, what I haven't seen in the upper report is talking about our production of waste using that same metric. And I think as we talk about wanting to be effective and have broader reach, starting to use that indicator and measure our success in the programming.
Can you say what the indicator is again?
Pounds of MSW per person per day. And actually, I did the math. I took what Mark or the RRA said was going to Seneca Meadows every year, and I divided it by 180,000 people by 4 pounds a day by the number of tons, and we're actually under, slightly under the 4.1. But not significantly. We're like 4.0 something, but we're still under the 4.1.
But as we look at either educational campaign or different methods to divert the waste, like let's track it by that indicator, so we can see if we're moving the needle.
I like the idea of having a recommendation separate on tracking. I mean, Mark's brought a KPI approach more to the organization, and I think we could make a recommendation that everything that is done going forward looks to this way to measure. Mm-hmm. I think that would be really strong.
Yeah, because it's clear that
we haven't broken down by every material in our recycling reports.
Almost there, but then you don't.
But we don't go by the
right
per person. I mean, that's all we just do equation and. Again, like part of the KPI program is to do a public dashboard. So this is something that will be on our website and will be publicly available. And that's I like that suggestion.
And I think
that we,
as far as even, you know, just to thinking about education and outreach, it's kind of hard for people to understand 120,000 tons per year for the county. What does that mean?
4 pounds per day for themselves.
It, you know, makes it much more real.
When I said that, was like.
Well, I the 4 pounds to me, I'll be honest, it seemed like a low number. But then when I did the math, and admittedly, I rounded off to 180,000 people.
And upstream.
But
and
if you do the 4.1 times 180,000, and you realize that you guys are dealing with 360 tons of waste a day, that's when it becomes astounding that like that's how much that agency with fairly small number of employees is turning over. That's when you go, wow. Yeah. When you get into that number of tons, then it just, I mean, people, 4 pounds doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, it's a bag of sugar. But anyway, but I think tracking it in that pounds per day is, because the DEC is tracking it that way. Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, I love the tracking recommendation, and I just want to also echo and uplift March's comment, because I totally agree with that. I think in every one of these recommendations, and I'm not, I'll do it in writing, Mike, when I go through what I think we really, instead of saying, you know, improve, we should say specifically how we're recommending that that happen.
Yeah, I will make all these stronger by joining them together into one bullet point recommendation.
And we'll give you language, too.
The thing is, rather than saying to improve, because all that starts to sound very, you know, it just sounds, it's very, it feels suggestive.
Yep.
To say, you know, increase resources to recycling, and again, that's a recommendation to the agency.
Yeah.
And maybe to the legislature, too, if the legislature wants to increase the funding in terms of specifically with the contract. I don't know, but maybe multiple ways that it can happen, but I think we should be doing that.
Well, I think we should err on the side of you know, if we think it fits both the legislature and the agency, let's say that, and if at the end of the day it really only fits the legislature or it really only fits the agency, sort of, you know, I don't mean a who cares.
And it could be the towns, too.
Yeah, it could be the towns. Yeah.
In this one case, I think it's a recommendation to the agency.
Absolutely.
To, you know, to really put the backbone behind that arm that hasn't been there yet, but in heading into contractual agreement, it may be that the legislature wants to make specific requirements of the agency in the contract.
Well, that goes back to the benchmark idea.
Outreach, which would certainly change the financial, potentially change the financial relationship. In other words, might have to spend a little more money contractually to ask for that increased service.
Yeah. I think that really does. We talked about the possibility of benchmarks within the contract instead of saying that, you know, it was going to be a 5-year contract, but that benchmarks be met by certain periods in the contract. And I didn't incorporate that philosophy into this document. I know we talked about increasing the recycling, and again, increase is probably the wrong word, and I think we're going to find that everywhere. These are softer recommendations than we want them to be, but for the larger users, the hospitals, the institutions, multifamily. So is everybody...
I feel like that could be broken up and not be its own separate recommendation, and could be shoved into all the other recommendations.
Okay.
That institution.
Yeah, I don't think it's its own recommendation.
Yeah.
I think if we're making, I mean, in terms of food waste, the recommendation I would want to see us make is that we're moving toward 100% organic diversion regulation, which will build its own capacity over time, just like the Vermont. And Amanda, maybe you can share some of that background that you shared with Nana and I so long ago on Vermont's success with food waste diversion and how it built markets surrounding the legislation that passed.
Yeah.
But I'd sooner say something like that than kind of make it amorphous to all big institutions. The big institutions are very resistant. They fought us with both the poly, you know, they fought us heavily with the polystyrene ban. And so I just think that, you know, I'm just not sure where that recommendation would land, like us putting it in here.
Okay.
It's obvious, but I just don't know that it's going to fit anywhere.
Right.
It's going to make a difference.
So the next one, the sludge and biosolids, I freely admit I have no knowledge of this topic. So that's why I put to be determined. I need someone who's much more knowledgeable than I am about what we should be striving to achieve. Yeah, Amanda.
So it's another one where I think there's a disconnect at the state, right? So the state is advocating that they're basically composted, right? Are they?
Yeah, I mean, that could be right.
It is. That's what they're,
However, when you look at year over year, the end disposal for, I mean, these are highly rich in organics. These materials, they're being landfilled, and there's
the landfills don't want them anymore, though, either. But there's advanced technology. This is where the advanced technologies really come in, where either anaerobic digestion or biogasification, like maybe the recommendation is to, you know, seek out.
Opera should do that.
And also, it's another one where I believe there's a composting facility specific to sludge in Rockland County, right? So again, like advocating for regional approaches, because at a scale, it may not make sense for older, but these are highly organic materials that should not be going in a landfill, and we shouldn't be.
I think Mark just hit it. UCRA should do it. If you can just tell me what it is they should do, we can put that in this
research
slot.
Research regional approaches and identify technologies that are appropriate. Appropriate
for anything but gasoline or burning.
Got it.
Can I go back to food for a second?
Yep.
When I was at the Community Foundation, we created this thing called Feed HV, which is a diversion program. And it takes industrial scale food product that is not yet garbage but is going to be thrown away and matches it with food recipients, institutions, food pantries, food soup kitchens, and it identifies through a matching program volunteers to move the food. I have not really kept up on how active it is, but I got a call from the Woodstock Food Pantry, which was being flooded with too much product, and I said to them, why don't you try this thing? I don't know if it's still there or whatever. And I got feedback yesterday or the day before that, like, oh my gosh, this saved us so much time driving around and bringing stuff places. So I think that rather than just throwing stuff directly into a composting facility, we need to include that as one example of, you know, making sure that anything that's edible gets to somebody.
Can you send that language for that program?
And that program does still exist.
It does still exist. It's active. I didn't know. Yeah. So,
if you send the language for that, since you're knowledgeable on it,
I will.
Because that would be probably a legislative.
So, well, it's for example, the over 2 tons. Over half a ton a week that's regulated currently under the food waste prevention law in Ulster County, they have to submit an annual report, and that prioritizes donation of the food.
Right, and it's a way for them to do it easily.
And they're supported through the existing UCRA education and outreach on how to do that. So I think, small food pantries with turnover in staff and capacity issues, you have to constantly remind them of what's out there to help them. But I know that the outreach materials from UCRA do include that kind of information.
Can I just ask, in the interest of time, it's 10:25. Do people have a hard stop at 10:30? Can we go to 11? Because if we keep doing this, we're not going to do the votes. So, and it's all important, but it's as usual, we have, you know, 3 hours of meeting and an hour and a half of time. So,
I have a hard stop at 10:30, but you don't.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to get, if
no,
we should continue this.
I'm just going to make a quick phone call.
Okay. We'll continue this then, Manna, while you're gone, and when you get back, we'll do the votes. If that's, when you get back, go make your phone call. Yeah. We'll continue reviewing this list for the moment. So then the increase to community collections, that goes back to the events. for paint, electronics, household hazardous waste, paper shredding. I threw that in because I don't know that the agency is doing it, but a lot of Ulster Savings does it regularly. And there's where I talk about the hub and spoke type of collection, where they're not all just held in Kingston or New Paltz, that they're held at locations throughout the county, which I know means a little bit more work for you guys, but I think it's necessary. We talked about the polystyrene recycling program.
So who for each of these things, like the other one, I the one above, I think you kind of...
Creeks Community Collections is the agency.
The agency and other organizations, right?
Yeah. And I think this is, all of these are the agency and other organizations.
So polystyrene, the agency?
I think it should be both. I mean, like...
I'm weighing in on polystyrene.
Yeah.
I just want to say I don't agree with this because I did extensive research on this polystyrene recycling situation when I wrote the polystyrene takeout ban for the legislature, and it's not real. At the time, Ken Ronk gave me information because he was advocating polystyrene recycling instead of the takeout food ban, and he gave me the name of a company that did it, and I don't remember the name. I could probably find it in my notes.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the town that it was New York State that was the pilot program for that recycling, and I spoke to the coordinator there and asked how it was going, and she said they had been collecting polystyrene for, my numbers are going to be all off at this point because this is years ago, but let's say she said they had been collecting polystyrene for 8 months. No, there's no food polystyrene that can go in it because it's all contaminated, which is why it's really only packaging that can go into this polystyrene recycling. She said she'd been collecting it for 8 months, and it goes into like compression machines, and they were she had the machine on load, she was compressing it, but she estimated that she was going to have to store on site for 2 years, mm-hmm. 2 years to get to the volume that would be worthwhile to transport for like the minimum amount of exchange in terms of financial. Because again, this stuff gets compressed. So I said, how is it working? She said, it's a nightmare. I'm going to have it on site for 2 years, and then we're going to get the equivalent of $50. You know what I mean? Like something preposterous.
But, yeah.
So I just don't think that this is a real thing.
Well, I want to sort of just counter that a little bit, like with what the whole Trex program that a number of communities are now doing, where they're collecting it and it's getting it out of the landfill because...
That's not polystyrene, that's thin film bag.
Okay. Polystyrene is what, then?
It's like polystyrene
styrofoam. Oh, okay. Okay, then I'm misunderstanding.
The polystyrene needs to be just basically outlawed, and we have to advocate for alternatives in packaging.
That's fine.
Polystyrene, because it ends up in tiny little bubbles all over the
state. Boot it to intergovernmental and tell the state.
So we'll change it to advocate to outlaw. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to run, but before you get into voting, I just want to make sure everybody saw Jim's email that was fairly late last night.
Yes.
He put in his.
I've got his notes, and I'm going to speak for him when we get to that section.
Thank you, everybody.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, so that'll replace the polystyrene. Then the participate in agricultural plastics recycling, maybe we change it. We include the agriculture, but we include all plastics. Because I was astounded to, and I didn't include it in the report, to find out that they're estimating 1,000 years for a plastic bag to break down, which says to me that the original plastic bag, the first one that was ever used, is sitting in a landfill somewhere. And every other one since. So that's, I think the plastics recycling needs to be loud and clear. Yes, it doesn't take much weight and volume out of landfills, but the fact that there's so many of them and so much plastic in packaging and all that, I think that's an important message. But the agriculture is one that I know from my family of being involved in agriculture, you know, in the business, there is an awful lot of plastic waste created, and the farmers can't take it to the transfer stations, and a lot of them don't have the time to drive it to Kingston, so nothing happens to it. It goes in the waste. And I think we need to, you know.
Yeah, there's a Cornell program,
yeah,
you know, that is focused on waste management and,
yeah,
plastics.
But I think we need the county to be a better and bigger partner with that.
Or, and advocate sometimes,
yeah,
you know. Local CCE doesn't own all the programming that's available from the university, and so you need to make sure that they're doing that with everything else.
So the mattress recycling, we talked at length about that. We said it needed to be regional, so I said an in-county or a regional facility, because right now the only place that takes it is, what, was Long Island or something? The only place that's doing it right now? I can't remember. But
they're collecting it on a truck, and then... But it's a fantastic number of mattresses.
Yeah.
Getting driven to Long Island.
Again, who? I think we need to say, UCRA shall.
Can I also weigh in? I think,
yep,
I think while we might be advocating for a regional, Long Island is doing it successfully, and we have somewhere in my notes, because I spoke to the person from Long Island, I did the mattress section for the ZWIP. The best thing we can do is advocate for the state legislation that is in Connecticut and California, I want to say,
yep,
which is very different than the mattress legislation that's being advocated for in New York State. So the one that's being advocated in New York State has strong opposition from manufacturers and retail organizations, but the one that is in effect in Connecticut and California has remarkable success. It's very similar to a bottle bill. You know, you pay at the front end and you receive the return at the back end, and they they're recycling very close to 100% of the mattresses. I mean, but it needs to be something that's a statewide legislation in order,
right,
to work. And then similar to the Vermont organic bill, a whole infrastructure popped up naturally because it's funded by the,
right,
front end.
But in the absence of state legislation,
do we think
the county or a regional, you know, combination could do something? If the state doesn't, you know, I guess I don't want to put all our stock in that politics in Albany.
What I'm suggesting is we do both.
Okay.
For the regional, because,
yeah,
you need the regional for the stuff, you know, for the volume, but that we also advocate for statewide legislation, and I'll get the specifics of what the legislation we advocate for is.
Yeah, actually, the Recycling Oversight Committee had somebody from California and come speak to us, and I have all the notes from that. Anna.
The Zero Waste Implementation Plan recommended that regional, because we might not generate enough.
That's where I got that language from.
and also, in terms of legislating, I think that it's fair to the places that sell mattresses that if somebody's buying a mattress, they will be required to take back a used mattress, but not just anyone bringing their mattresses just because they sell mattresses. But we can tweak that.
Yep.
That's a very specific form of legislation. It's just that we don't have a lot of legislative recommendations, so that's in the back of my mind.
Yeah. Well, a number of these, you know, they're all legislative recommendations ultimately, because this is being presented to the legislature, but and I think by changing it to the way we just said, it's going to say who it's directed at.
Okay.
That will make, and maybe that goes to the table, Amanda, where there's three columns, UCRA, legislature, state, check boxes. So support the yard wasting composting efforts. It's a small part of the waste stream, but it's again, these are all just things that can be diverted out of the waste stream.
Who do we want to do this?
I think that's the towns and the and UCRA. Because, I mean, the whole the wood chip thing that UCRA is doing where they will let municipalities use their wood chipper in return, they get the wood chips. That seems to be working well for some towns. Rochester is contracting out, chipping it, and then we're giving it away to residents for mulch. But it's, yeah, Tracy.
Do we know if a lot of yard waste is actually ending up in municipal solid waste?
Well, according to the state.
Well, I don't mean a state. I mean, in Ulster County.
I don't know in Ulster County. No, I don't know.
Do you have New York? Do you have places that are like way more suburban in Ulster County? So I would want to know. I think before we make any recommendation on this, we'd want to ask.
Okay.
Anecdotally, Mark, how much brush is ending up on the clipping room floor? I mean, I've only been to the agency a dozen times, but I've never seen like a bunch.
It's probably not much.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at it as more a goal of you know, divert anything you can, even if it's a small amount.
But what I'm wondering is it already being diverted? Like, I think people don't, you know, when they're paid by the bag,
it's banned by their
thing,
their comment.
It's like, not everybody lives in a place where the yard.
I just don't know. Okay, so we'll take it out then. Are people okay taking it out?
Unless you want to leave it in with just that comment, because I don't know if it's actually illegal in the state, but the DEC didn't want it, so as per the permit, they cannot.
You mean the UCRA's permit?
Yeah. Yeah, they cannot accept it.
Can we ask Mark?
Yeah. I've got a note, ask Mark here, and I will reach out to him and ask him.
And it's not so much from the transfer station, it's most of them have places to divert, it's more from the haulers. Like, if he's ending up on a
right. Yeah.
But I feel like in this county we might not.
I think every transfer station. Sorry, I think every transfer station is source separating that already.
It's actually a commodity, even if you can get the leaves to break down.
Well, and that's where the other goal, and I stole that other goal from the state to partner with local landscapers to accept yard trimmings.
Yeah, and it's actually necessary for the compost operation because you have to have year round.
Yeah.
I think the places where this would be most relevant are places like Kingston and New Paltz and Ellenville, places that maybe there, you know, there isn't a, like an edge of a yard to pull things
right.
through. So I don't, you know, and so again, I think we should just have the information before we.
Okay. The local hauler flow control of recyclables, that was an old carryover. We've already discussed that, and that we think it should be, and we talk about it other places in the report. So I'm going to take it as a recommendation, but we said that they should consider it. We're not ruling it out forever, but we think for right now it's not. That's what I remember we said at the last meeting. So then on the disposal, and I was vague on this on purpose because we hadn't discussed yet as a group what method was going to be our choice or methods. So I worded it this way quite a while ago, local alternatives to the trucking, to just point out that trucking it the miles that we are is unsustainable. That's why I capitalized the word local. And I included environmentally sound and economical, both. So that's kind of a very generic catch-all to say we need to do something different.
I think Tracy was first.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think this doesn't belong in this section. I mean, this is going to be one of our main recommendations, right? So I just don't think we need to.
Okay. I didn't have any other specific recommendations that I came up with about disposal, so
Are we going to be recommending a local landfill?
I don't, well, we're going to vote on that at some point, hopefully in a few minutes.
So I think let's see where that goes.
Okay.
I agree with that. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay.
What was the last comment?
That in the prior pages where we have these areas that we voted, one of the things we haven't voted on is should there be a county or regional located landfill, and that is going to drive whatever is here.
Right.
Can we discuss that right now?
Well, let's finish this and then get to those others, the ones we're going to vote on. Because I'm just trying to finish something before we keep bouncing around. So the intergovernmental regulations, the first, and adopt the zero waste implementation plan. Why don't we move that to the front and make it a vote? And then, I mean, I think I know what the vote's going to be, but let's move it to the front as a key rather than being here. And the same with the board of directors. We can take it out of here because it's already been voted on.
And at the end of the day, Mike, I think the format of the things that are have numbers and votes and the format of these things that are now implementation goals, mm-hmm. which are going to be recommendations, mm-hmm. they're all going to be recommendations.
Right, they're all going to be recommendations, but the other ones are the, like, these are the ones we voted on, in my mind, are the real priorities.
And we may have a certain order depending on whatever we decide.
Yeah, the order can... and that's where I know Mana said she about keeping it in the topics. I almost think the topics go away and it just becomes these are all recommendations.
Or high priority by topic. I mean, it's very helpful for me, the discussion, having it by topic
So the next was the key to what Tracy's mentioned and many of us have about these are the state where the state legislature has to adopt regulations about these things. These were a number that I came up with either what we've talked about or what I found in the state report. So is there anything in there, you know?
Are we at intergovernmental?
We are.
And we're looking at?
The third bullet point. The first two are already included in the beginning, so they no longer need to be in this section. So we're at about the middle of the page, Mana.
Okay.
Support adoption of New York State regulations, specific recyclable items. I was somewhat surprised to read in the state report the percentage of waste of cigarette butts. Incredibly high number. And then they expanded it to the e-cigarettes and the vaping and all that, which that didn't surprise me. But these are just things that the state has picked up in their report. And matter of fact, this is all these items in here, the majority of them came out of the state report.
Mike?
Yes.
Before you get there, you have the increase of the size of the board. Again, I think that's in another section.
It is. And then, so those two we moved out of this because they're in the beginning of this section.
Okay.
So we don't need the recommendation here because we've already made it two pages earlier. That's on the section that we voted on.
Like, what's the incentive for reusable and refillable products?
That was from the state report where they are advocating more about where, like, people buy things in bulk and they bring their own containers. You know, like a lot of the food co-ops do, where you bring your own container. You fill it up.
What are we advocating? Like, I get that, but what are we saying? When we say incentives?
I don't know. Literally, most of these were copied out of the state report of the state's goals for where the legislature, meaning the state legislature, has to adopt things about this.
So, if I may, this is where I think we should, not right now because of time, but we should cross-reference the things we actually talked about and put our recommendations for advocacy for the state here.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, from out of the state.
Right.
Playbook.
The reason I included these is I didn't know if our legislature would advocate along with the DEC report, like the next one, ban on the disposal of unsold retail goods. That's straight out of the DEC's report. They've identified it as something that they think the state legislature should do. And throughout their report, they're kind of cynical. They kind of criticize the legislature for not enacting some of these things quicker.
I just don't feel like we've talked about these things.
We haven't. Yeah.
We have talked about that. I feel like we should focus on
okay.
what we talk about. That's my instinct. But again, I don't think we should go. It would take a little time right now to go through that list of the bullets that you put together.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's where I think we should be looking at the things that we've identified for
yeah.
advocacy.
I mean, this whole bullet point list of this section. Well, it's not every item, because there are some that were in the state that don't necessarily fit our rural area. But I included the ones I did because I thought they could fit us. I don't deny that we didn't talk about some of these, but I was still putting it in as we should maybe support it.
Well, I think, one, it would take a lot to talk to. I think it dilutes our report when we start to get super far-reaching.
Okay.
You know, when it gets to the end, like ban on harmful chemical use in consumer products,
mm-hmm.
I think everyone at the table agrees, and probably everyone in the legislature agrees, and probably everyone in the universe agrees in theory other than the makers of them. But, you know, we tried to pass a legislation that would require identifying harmful product like lead in children's toys, which
mm-hmm.
is crazy through the roof.
Yeah.
We had someone come in with a testing device.
I know.
Testing toys from Toys R Us and Dollar Store, and there were high levels of lead and all kinds of harmful chemicals, and yet our federal government isn't protecting us from them or not testing anything. Like, I think we just get way off course.
What about a generic statement of saying support the recommendations of the 2023, whatever the report title is, to the state legislature, and just leave it at that and not name
really
it?
I have to really go through that report.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
The report has failed to actually do the work it needs to do in some ways.
Okay. Yeah, let's...
And not identifying capacity issues.
Right. Rather than getting too deep in this, because I don't disagree with you at all, and I think other people here do too, let's revisit these and see what of the state ones that fit us and take the other ones out. And I was just trying to support the state concept, thinking that maybe the state would get more done than we...
And I think there's a disconnect to just this is high level with some of these legislative action items that don't get us to like the CLCPA and get us to our greenhouse gas emissions reduction targets. Like the one I was looking for a strong action around organic and saying that we're going to get to a place where we're requiring residential diversion. And they do not say that.
Okay.
So it's very, you don't want to, it's very cautious.
So I'm gonna leave the, just the first two bullet points, and maybe the standards for deconstruction materials and recovered aggregate, because that's the C&D thing. But the rest, well, the single-use product restrictions, That's like our straw and our plastic bag law.
I mean, I think again, I think we should not be working off of them. Like we should be.
Okay.
We talked about a lot. I think we should go direct. Because to Amanda's point, you know, I actually feel like, and I haven't read it cover to cover, but I have looked at some of it. I have such serious concerns about the fact that even something, what Amanda just mentioned, the idea of consumer, requiring consumers to separate organic, that's huge and necessary, and yet they're talking about, you know, chemicals in products.
Okay.
Or,
Fair enough. Yeah. Let's if it's okay, let's continue on, and I'm going to take that out for now, and we'll. So then the next one on the next page, page 20, there's three left. Identify private sector management and coordination opportunities. So that's where the availability of, this is about funding for partnerships to assist the county to accomplish these things.
So Mark kind of talked about this a couple of times. There are places where the private sector is actually doing the work already, or for example, has the super MRF for, you know, and he's identified if certain requirements were made, he would literally sign a contract with Waste Management to conduct it. So I think this is one of those areas where, you know, UCRA should continue to identify places where the private sector is more efficient and has the resources to do some of the items that we want done.
Yeah.
Are we keeping the economic section? Because that almost feels like it
could be good
there.
Down there. I feel that way, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll move that down to economics. I didn't know if that was intergovernmental regulations, but yeah, we'll move to economics.
It's like circular economy.
It is. It's a lot of those where we're all sort of agreeing that they fit multiple topics. So, the promote the waste reduction. This one, again, was taken out of the state report where they talk about county facilities and events where it's one where we should be doing what we preach, that the county in all their offices should be recycling better. We are doing it, yeah.
So I think that
can we do better is the question.
And
can we do better?
Yeah, sorry. So I think there is a specific recommendation here that could go for use of county property, like by the Agricultural Society, so that we're in the contract, but then the legislature would have that we have a high bar as far as materials.
Can we just say what we're really saying, which is like things like the Ulster County Fair? Because when we say the Ag Society, people don't know what that means, and at the Ulster County Fair, we're just throwing crap away.
Right.
And there's a lot of other events there.
Yeah. So well, that's why we say the Ag Society and the Ulster County Fair. You know,
fairgrounds.
County yeah, facilities. County facilities. But people don't always know that the fairgrounds is a county facility. Yeah. Yeah. Tracy.
Again, so a couple things. One, on that, I think we should just be specific that we require on all county, that the county should lead by example and begin with events and use of all county properties, and that any contract for use of county property or county venue require X standards. You know, rather than saying Ag Society or Fairgrounds or Fair, just be very clear that we begin by leading by example.
Yep.
I want to say that I just want to go back to the private sector for 1 second.
Yep.
To say and just raise a concern that I feel that sometimes the private sector can be used as a cop-out, you know, when we're talking, we've had a lot of conversation about finance and the idea of what the agency over the course of history has done in relation to not wanting a net service fee, you know, and we know that what we're asking is going to be, it's going to have a cost, it's going to be expensive, and it isn't about making a profit, right? We're the public sector, and it's about the public good. So I feel that sometimes if what we're saying is look for partners in the private sector, I'm just worried that we give the potential of a way out versus actually dealing with the problem.
Yep.
And I would only want to say that if I knew exactly what we were why we really needed to say that. You know, again, the private sector is going to come into place. If there's legislation that's created that, and I keep bringing up the Vermont Food Waste, but, you know, Amanda also talked about the California legislation for post-consumer content in plastic bags, and I know from the group we saw in New Jersey, they echoed that sentiment that that legislation would, they weren't talking about their own business. They said it would result in 10 more businesses like them. The private sector is going to step in where there's opportunity.
Right.
So I worry about us flipping it and telling the public sector, go look to the private sector.
So let's take it out. We don't need it.
We can take it out. Is anybody opposed to taking it out?
What are we taking out? Identify private sector.
The very first one on page 20, man.
Well,
what I read in that task, in that line, was more like looking for alternate technologies. And then is it ESD funding? Is it, you know, if you have someone who wants to come in but it's an anaerobic digester, do we help them get funding in order to build that?
This is kind of too broad for that recommendation.
That's where I was going with it.
Well, why don't you try to write what you think it should say, and we'll just change it to what it should say.
That's just where, you know, and you can hear it. Like, he's getting approached with these different technologies. I'm always a little suspicious because I think there's, like, some trash alchemy going on, like,
right,
that we're, you know, you have to vet it very
right
thoroughly.
But,
if there's funding,
that should be in the recommendation.
I love that term, trash
alcohol. I'm sorry, Tracy. I'm sorry, I apologize. There was other conversation. Can you start again?
I'm sorry. I was going to say that I'm also suspicious that if we're talking about big picture like that, alternative technologies, that we run into concerns, from my perspective, in relation to flow control. Because I do think if the private sector is receiving the waste, it starts to become a little murky to me. It's one thing when the facility is county owned and flow control is acting.
Yeah.
I mean, the Supreme Court was pretty clear in its Carbone ruling that in terms of flow control going to municipal facilities, but when flow control directs toward a private facility, it's a whole different ball game, because then you really are talking about monopoly.
Okay.
So I worry about all that too.
Yeah.
I think we need to be, each of us needs to be really clear about.
Are you going to leave, March?
Yeah.
Tracy, I apologize. March has to leave, so I really want to do these votes. The bonding.
I can't stay for the votes right now.
Okay.
That's going to take more than 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'm waiting in 3 minutes.
Okay. Can you email, like Jim did, your votes on those topics?
On seven topics?
Well, I mean, it's such a very valuable.
Yeah. Well, and I'm trying to get this done, but I feel like we're going really deep into detail on every topic, and.
Yeah, I just have to say, I don't feel comfortable emailing.
Let's
start with the votes this time. Okay?
But then we're not going to have the report done.
Yeah.
We have to get this report done.
All right, then those three people have to.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to see if we can knock some of these out?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping, and I was trying to get there. But
okay, let's do that. Is this?
No.
No, this is page 15. We did the first group of them.
Okay.
We didn't finish. So the first is, what should the length of, if everybody could just say a number and not explain it all, it would really help. So the length of the UCRA contract.
Could I say that instead of saying the committee recommends, could it say the majority of the committee recommends?
It's fine.
Which one are you on?
The number 5, Manna. We've done 1 through 4 already.
Number 5, what should the length of the
UCRA contract be? So the question was, should it be a 5-year contract? Should it be longer?
I think the consensus was 5-year and renewing, with option to renew.
Well, we had that, and then we had it should be a longer contract, but with benchmarks to be achieved by a certain point.
I think it should be 10 years with 2 renewals. I think 5 years is just not long enough to do anything.
With benchmarks?
Yeah.
So, would you agree with that, Tracy? So, 5-year with benchmarks. I'm sorry, 10-year with benchmarks at 5?
I think we need to see what happens in the next 5 years. You know, Jim wanted to disband the agency. I disagree. But I think if things are working smoothly in 5 years, and we just need to tweak a contract.
But it, yeah, yeah. So you're saying it should be a 5-year contract?
Yeah.
Okay.
With options to renew. And I thought that we had agreed on that last time.
Yeah, last time I thought 5 was too short, because I think that's going to be 5 lost years. I think there's no chance we can.
I know. You said that before. That
yeah, and I agree that 5 years is too short.
So we don't have consensus.
We don't have consensus.
Can we just go down to the next thing? We're going to have to talk about that later.
Let's just, because March has to leave, so let's just
go,
leave
we'll
it. We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
We're going to come back to it.
Capital plan, I think everybody's going to say
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
It means that the agency is going to be required to show us what their capital plan is over a period of time. Here's what we think we're going to spend money on for the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay. Is everybody in agreement on that?
Yeah.
Okay. The key one here is, should there be a regionally located landfill?
One thing in favor of that is, no matter what other technology we use, you know, if it was a burn plant or this or that, there's still going to be residual. So
understood. But this is like the key out of this committee is, should there be a landfill?
Yeah.
Well,
how the landfill is done has got to be done by studies.
A landfill upon reduction, waste reduction, because they're proposing 5 locations tonight at their meeting.
Well, I don't know what they're proposing.
Well, that's
tomorrow
what they're proposing.
Night. Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between county and regional.
Big one. Did you get a
pink? Well, but the reason we're saying county or regional is because at the end of the day, with the implementation of this, it could be in the county. It could, you know, the GUS concept could come back and work as well. The goal of this is to stop the trucks traveling 240
some
miles.
I mean, I
could
say yes. My vote on this simple statement, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody in agreement on a yes on this simple statement? And, you know, we're not going to be able to figure out the details of whether, where, and how, and all that. But we're sending a strong message if this group of 7 people says, yes, there should be a landfill.
Yeah.
Are we all in agreement on that statement?
Strong zero waste initiative.
Yes, I'm fine with that language.
Let me guess.
And it says county or regional, so.
Yeah.
Yay.
But we're sending a strong message by saying that. Recycling of the C&D materials.
Yeah.
Should we require it?
It doesn't say require.
Word,
yeah.
Source separation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weren't we just saying source separation wasn't?
Mark didn't like source separation. I disagree with him, but I wasn't going to get into the details. I disagree that source separation is a problem.
You can change source separation and sorting it on the floor.
Yeah.
Source separation is at the source.
Yeah, I think source separation. Mark is saying it's at the floor. I think it's at the source.
At the source of generation.
I mean, we want source separation. We do not want them to be doing it on the floor. They're only successful in clearing
right.
Certain.
So we're saying
diversion.
So we're saying source
separation.
If we can just because if we can say source separation of recycling of C&D materials. Yes.
I actually think I have a better suggestion, and it should be C&D be a regulated recyclable. I mean, that's the point. It's regulating.
I like that.
Yes.
Is everybody okay with that wording?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
See, we're getting some votes done, right?
I'm sorry. Sometimes
No. You can't write. I understand.
Sometimes be impressed for time. Should there be a county reuse center? These are really 2 questions. So I'm a yes. Is everybody a yes on this? Or let's say county reuse program, as March said before.
Program, yeah.
Because we're not saying it should be one. And then who should manage it? It's the question is either the county manages it, or the UCRA manages it, or an outside agency?
It should be a system.
But what does that mean, it should be a system?
Well, because you could have it in the towns, you could have,
yeah.
But it has to be managed.
But ultimately, it's got to be managed by an agency of some kind.
We have a waste agency.
Right.
Yes. They should do it.
So that's what. So that's my. This is. That's what. That's what my question.
So you're going to have them manage a municipality?
No, they're managing. They already are with the transfer stations. They already are managing a municipality. The municipalities can go beyond that if they want to, but they're
going to manage the system.
Right.
And then that system may have towns managing their own
facility. So take that facility and put in the system?
Yes.
Program.
I think we made it program.
We've changed it to program. County reuse, so who should manage the program?
Yeah, UCRA. UCRA should manage the program.
UCRA.
Yeah.
That is a big decision.
Yeah.
Are you good with it?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And UCRA can manage it, and that doesn't mean that every municipality is doing it exactly the same way. They get to do it how it fits, but they're all working to achieve the same goal of getting items that can be reused out of the waste system
and
back to people.
And that's the same potentially with composting.
Go ahead, Tracy, and then I want to just get to the last point because we managed to get done.
I just want to flag for us that on this subject, I think we need to be clear that what we're advocating, not necessarily in the vote, but in the body of the report, that we're advocating for a change to the contract to include that the agency become the manager of this system.
Got it.
The contract's coming up now, so we need to get that into the contract.
Got it. Point well taken. So then the last one. And I think we can all agree on this one. Adopt the legislature should adopt the ZWIP.
But I believe that UCRA should convene a group to finish it because there's nothing to adopt right now.
Right.
It's not ready. 80% done, but
not ready.
It's adopted.
The legislature has to finish it, Manna. The legislature started it.
So the legislature and UCRA, though, can collaborate to finish it. How about that?
Yeah.
Because the UCRA is already doing it.
Promoting collaboration.
It is also adopted, recommendations to the legislature. So that's the reason I wouldn't get to it.
So we're left with the length of the contract. We're not there yet, and I think we have a conversation.
Let's think about that. We can certainly fit that in. We got one item to really break down on the 12th. Thank you, March. I apologize, but I apologize. I got to get back to my job too. So,
you have a job.
Yeah. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Tracy, thank you very much.
Thank
appreciate
you.
All your comments. The one thing though, anybody who's gonna